Hi, I'm delighted to be with you right now to cover Blue Tansy for group facilitations and leadership. So let's explore that. And first, I'm going to do a little navigating here. Okay. So, Blue Tansy in relationship to group facilitations and leadership is fairly straightforward. And I want you to think about it in terms of three C's. Three C's. The three C's are creative blocks, conflict, and confounding dynamics. So, say that you're teaching a class, facilitating a class, and you're wanting to help people to think outside of the box. You're wanting to bring in a big picture. I'm thinking of examples for me with in aroma acupoint therapy when I teach that. In the beginning of every seminar, normally, especially in a level one, it's people that haven't been with me before. They haven't learned from me face to face. Generally, that's the case. And as it is with any new groups, there's that beginning where you're all sort of feeling each other out. You know, they're sussing you out, you're sussing them out. And at least I know in the style that I like to teach, I like to bring in big context and have us all sort of set everything that we think we know aside. Just for the sole purpose of letting everything that wants to come through come through. And oftentimes when I push into this, people do feel excited and I think inspired by that. And at the same time, we all bump up against our blocks. One of my teachers says the three most dangerous words in the English language are "I know that." So we kind of bump up against that "I know that already" thing when we're facilitating. That can be one form of creative block at the onset of teaching. Another one might be that you're working in a group or in a family where you're wanting to open up space for new ideas, and you're bumping up against the old constructs. This could be just in your own process, in your own work, for something that you're doing and you're creating, and you're bumping up against creative blocks. Anytime you sense a block in sort of creativity, playfulness, spontaneity, flow, think about Blue Tansy. At the end of this talk, I'm going to say how you can use it, specifically working in groups. The second one is with conflict. So, thinking about when, in particular, when I'm facilitating Master Healer in each module, the in-person Master Healer in each module, oftentimes we're bringing up big questions that there isn't necessarily one answer to. I know, like in the wood module, for example, in spring, we're looking at injustices and the theme of injustice, and oftentimes just sort of contemplating that. And us all thinking about what's going on in the world that's unjust can, spur conversations of, well, kids shouldn't be allowed to, I'm just taking an example right now, kids shouldn't be allowed to spend so much time on their cell phones. And if I had a kid, I would do this. And somebody else says, no, but, technology's helping children so much. And there, of course, can be a productive amount of that going on. But at any point when you're facilitating, if it comes to a place where the conflict itself, or another way of saying it is the energy of duality or polarity, this, it's really the energy of polarity. It's this or that, it's black and white. And our feathers get kind of ruffled. Think about bringing in Blue Tansy, because what happens is when the energy of Blue Tansy comes in, it actually allows us to rise up into a dimension or a zone of something beyond polarity, where we can still see and articulate polarities, duality, but we don't have to be bound by that box. The third C is confounding dynamics. And basically, it's any time you're facilitating something and perhaps it's not going as you planned. I'm thinking about one seminar I was teaching in Los Angeles once, and it was on addictions and energetic medicine. And it was very rich material and a rich topic, and obviously very potent and important for this time. And I felt like I could not crack through this kind of layer of what felt like superficiality. Like I really was trying to get through to something beyond that, and it wasn't happening. That would be a confounding dynamic. That would be a perfect time for Blue Tansy. Just again, I'll go in at the end about how you can have people use it. Another confounding dynamic. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but say you're teaching something and someone comes in. I actually had an experience like this late once where someone came in very late, and I often at that point I was co-teaching often with Peter Holmes. He and I have created aroma acupoint therapy together, and he's a well-known author in the Chinese medicine world and in the aromatherapy world. And a woman came in late, and this was a seminar that just I was teaching, but somehow she thought that he was going to be teaching it. And so she burst out in the middle of the class, "Where's Peter?" And so, you know, there was a tension, there was a confounding dynamic. You could have like just sliced the air with a knife, you know, it got so thick. Again, perfect time for Blue Tansy. So creative blocks, and I would really say anything that you're experiencing as a block, conflict, and confounding dynamics. Those are the three main things that Blue Tansy can help so well with in group dynamics and facilitations. And again, I want you to think about it in terms of this happening outside of you within the group, or if it's happening inside of you. Because sometimes it might just be, especially if it's something new that you're facilitating or leading, you might be bumping up against your own critical nature. That inner dialogue or the inner voice might be getting so loud that that becomes probably all those things, a creative block. It can create conflict, and it can be confounding dynamics. So, perfect time for Blue Tansy. Perfect time for Blue Tansy. Blue Tansy, in essence, brings in, as you've probably know by now from the lessons, or also you've discovered through your meditations and work with Blue Tansy, it brings in play, flow, extraordinary bringer of flow, creativity. It helps us access our spontaneity, all of these things. So anytime that's needed, Blue Tansy is your friend. Now let's talk about how you can use it in groups. One that's really easy. I just put Blue Tansy all over my wrist before I started, and I take another. It's just so extraordinary. One more thing I want to add is, oftentimes, actually, I'm actually doing it right now, we'll interrupt ourselves. But if it's in a way that's stunting things, you're interrupting yourself and not able to complete the thought or what you want to do because of perhaps any of those reasons I mentioned before, think about applying Blue Tansy to yourself before you teach or before you sit down to write. A lot of times, the things that are most meaningful to our heart, you know, say you want to write a book, or you want to do a you want to create your own one woman or one man show, you want to open your own center, any of the things that feel like they're so close to your own heart, you almost don't want to say them out loud, and there's already fear there. Oftentimes, when we want something so bad, the fear is automatically there that maybe we won't be able to get what it is that we really, really want. That's the perfect time to put Blue Tansy on yourself. Before you sit down to write, before you sit down to do that business plan, before you go in to tell somebody, give somebody your pitch, really, really good time for Blue Tansy. And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll put it on my throat, and I'll put it down on liver 3 for something like that. You can also do your wrists. Before I started recording this, I put it right here on pericardium 6 and up here on pericardium 7. So to me, that's the intention of trusting the flow and allowing me to connect in with flow to my heart. So you can self-apply it. You can diffuse it in a room, which is probably the kind of easiest no-brainer thing to do when you're working with groups. If you're teaching, say, a yoga class, for example, you can have everybody take a drop, you know, pass around the bottle, or you take it around and give them a drop and have them apply it to liver 3 down on the foot. It's on your quantum acupuncture chart. Another good place to put blue tansy is on the at the level of the diaphragm at liver 14, which is also on your quantum acupuncture chart. I have had people in a group setting put blue tansy on CV17 on the chest and have seen some really beautiful results that way as well. So, on yourself before you start, you can diffuse it in the room, you can have the participants put it on. And one thing that we do in Aroma Acupoint, for example, is the first protocol that we actually do when we have our experiential aspect, the hands-on part, includes blue tansy. It's the bergamot essential oil on Shen Min, and then they do blue tansy on liver 3 and lavender on large intestine 4. And it's amazing. There's always like the class before that and the class after that, and it's a completely different field. I honestly, at this point, after teaching, I've been teaching for a long, long time, 20, coming up on 25 years, teaching in some capacity or another. I cannot imagine teaching anything now without having oils be part of what's happening. I can't even imagine. And who I am able to be, and who the group is able to be, and what is able to happen is completely up-leveled by bringing oils into the mix. So I hope you try some of these out. I'd love to hear what you experience on the forum. And remember, this isn't just applying to group official group dynamics like teaching a class. It's also the group dynamics of your family. It's the group dynamics of your family. It's the group dynamics of your workplace. If you have to lead meetings in your workplace, you can also have people use oils before the meeting. I think you'll be amazed at what can happen. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next lesson.